You are listening to the Messengers radio program.
Hello, everyone. This is Marcus.
And Trisha.
And we are...
the Messengers!
Yeah, we're back.
We're back, yay!
And we've got a new series, or a new episode that we're starting today. Not a series. We just came off a three-part series on a YouTube video that you did.
Uh-huh. And called Use Your Authority, Walk It Out.
That's right. And today we're going to begin something new that God's placed on your heart.
Yes. I was just kind of reading through the Bible one night, and I just kind of picked up the word gifts. I thought, okay, like a present gift. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. And he just started giving me all these things. And so I just ran with it. So here is some of the stuff we have found. And we might share a little bit more of it later. But this is what we came up with today. So today we are going to talk about how God loves to give gifts. God gives good gifts to his children. He loves us and has given us the best gift of all.
That's right. His son.
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Salvation is a free gift that is offered with no strings attached.
That's right. There's no fine print.
No.
There's no lawyer terms in there. It's in plain black and white and sometimes red. That's right. You heard me.
All right. So Romans 8:32, we find, "He did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" And then Acts 4:2 says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved."
And just so you know, that was Acts 4:12, not 4:2.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
That was 4:12.
Just want to make sure we got that.
Thank you. So he only wants you to love him and believe. It's hard for some people to accept free gifts because the world often says there is no such thing as a free gift.
That's right.
And that is true of the world's way of giving, but not of God's. In John 14:27, we see, "Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Jesus was saying that.
Right. And that's part of the red.
If you don't have a Bible that has red words in it, that's what we're talking about. Some of the older Bibles have red lettering where Jesus speaks. That's what he's talking about. And then in 1 Corinthians 2:12, we see, "What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us." Ephesians 1:6 says, "To the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves." He loves us so much that he gave us the gift of choosing to even believe in him. That's a pretty big thing.
Yeah.
You get to choose to believe in him. And he doesn't make you.
We also get to choose not to believe in him.
Yes.
And that's a sad thing, but...
Yeah, but
some people do. Right. So at least we know we're not robots.
That's right. God loves us so much. He said, "I love you so much, I'll let you decide if you want to love me." That's a pretty big thing. But when we do decide to love him, it opens up so many more gifts he longs to give us. We will look at some of these gifts in the Word.
So we see in Scripture that God gives us his gifts through the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he does.
And if we look at, we got three scriptures to look at for this. Mm-hmm. John 14, verse 16. It says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever." Once again, in red. That was Jesus speaking.
That was Jesus speaking, and he's speaking about the Holy Spirit.
That's right. So also, if we look over in Acts 5, verses 32, it says, "We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him."
All right.
And in 1 John 4:13, it says, "This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us his Holy Spirit."
Amen. So there are several times when spiritual gifts are spoken of. And in 1 Corinthians 12:4-11, Paul explains some of these different gifts.
Right.
Now hang on with me for these, because they kind of go, you know, that's kind of a long string of words, but we'll just try to make it simple here. Verse 4 says, "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one, just as he determines."
So Paul states pretty clearly that there is only one Spirit, the Holy Spirit, working through you to manifest these gifts of God. He says in the end that God distributes them to each one, just as he determines. And that means you can't just go out and decide you're going to have the gift of prophecy and start trying to say words over people on your own. That is not how it happens.
No.
Like we have mentioned numerous times, the words you speak out of your mouth are powerful. They are life and death. You could speak something over someone that could that can deter God's plan for their life. You can speak death when you aren't letting God work through you to speak life. So you see how that kind of can coincide with each other. If you just start trying to do things on your own, it's not going to work out.
It's not, and it can do a lot of damage. Okay, so it says it is just as he determines. Someone once told me that you can only have one of these gifts. I don't believe that's true. I believe that these gifts are all available to us, and God grants them when we need them. We may be more fluent in one area, but that doesn't mean we can't work in others. So Hebrews 2:4 says, "God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and by the gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will."
So we just have to take a step back and let God use us. We need to be willing and available. Romans 12:6-8 says this, "We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance to your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. And if it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully."
Cheerfully. I like that. God loves us and longs to give us good gifts. And he gives good and precious gifts to his children. All we need to do is ask.
Right.
Matthew 7:7-11 shows us a lot about this. The headline in my Bible is "Ask, Seek, Knock."
I think you mean Matthew 7:7-8, right?
Well, it's the whole thing is 7-11, okay. But we're just going to see 7-8 right now.
Okay. Well, when you said 7-11, I was wanting to get a Slurpee.
Oh, 7-11. I see what you're saying there. Okay, so it says, verse 7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened." You know, this is kind of neat. A couple weeks ago, God showed me in one of my journal entries that you need to ask, first of all. Then you wait and listen for him, which is like seeking him.
Right.
And then knocking is something you have to do, though. You have to knock yourself. It's a decision that you have to make. Well, Matthew 7 goes on to say, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you, then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
Right.
That's pretty good.
All right, so that kind of wraps it up for this show. So let's kind of recap and see what we talked about today. So God gave us the gift of salvation through his Son, right?
Right.
All right. It's a free gift.
Free gift.
And there's no strings attached.
No strings.
So he loves to give us gifts. And you and I both know that.
Yes.
And there are many, many people out there that can testify to that.
Mm-hmm.
And he does so by the Holy Spirit, according to his will, just as he determines. Mm-hmm. And notice I keep saying he. We're talking about God by the will of God and by the way he determines things. Mm-hmm. When we ask for things, we will see them manifest as long as it's in accordance to the word of God.
That's right.
So we can't just start asking for like a Land Rover or $1 million or something. You know, it needs to be in accordance to the will of God. That's not saying that those things aren't available to us. It's not that God won't do it, but we got to be asking in the right
frame of mind.
Right.
The right, according to his will.
You and need for to the right
seek
reasons.
His will, and when you're in his will, then your heart will desire these things, and he'll give you the desires of your heart.
Right. We just need to do our part and ask, seek, and knock. And he loves us and does not want us to go without. We have a great God.
We have an awesome God.
Right. All right, so that wraps up our episode on gifts. But it would not be an end of an episode if we did not give everybody out there listening that has never received Jesus the
gift of salvation.
Of salvation, that's right. You took the words right off my mouth. You must have been looking at my lips, huh? But anyway, so you may be out there listening to this and you've never heard us before. You've heard us before, but you feel a tug at your heart. You feel something is missing out of your life. I can tell you what that is. That's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus did everything that he could ever do to bring you salvation. Salvation is available to you right now. So choosing to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior is the most important decision that you ever make. God's word promises that if you will confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the heart that man believes and unto righteousness, and with his mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now that was Romans 10 verses 9 through 10. And if we look a little bit further down at Romans 10 verse 13, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
So by his grace, God has already done everything to provide salvation. Your part is simply to do two things. You just need to believe and receive. So if you're ready to believe and receive Jesus as your Lord and have a change in your life, I'd like for you to pray this out loud. Say this, Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. By faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Amen.
And if you just prayed that out loud, I want you to understand something, that just because you did that doesn't mean things are going to get easier.
No.
And it may get harder.
It may. Because the devil wants you. He knows that you're a Christian now, that you want to follow God, and he wants to stop you.
That's right. So the very moment that you committed your life to Jesus Christ, the truth of his word instantly came to pass in your spirit. Now that you're born again, that means that there is a brand new you.
Yeah.
So we want you guys to, if you prayed that, we want you to contact us. We want you to visit our website, themessengersradio.com. And on there is a contact button. Click on that button, and we would like for you to either email Trisha or myself individually, or you can fill that form out there, and it'll go to both of us. You don't have to say anything specific about it, but what we want to do is help you grow. We don't want you just to make a decision and stop there.
Right.
It's so important that when you make a decision that you do start reading the Word, the Bible, that you do start growing. It's the most important thing, because if you don't, the devil is going to come to take it all away, and he's very good at doing that.
Yes.
So contact us. Let us know. And if you've been listening for a while, contact us. Let us know what you think about these little podcasts we're doing. Are they doing anything for you? Are they helping you?
We would love to get you resources if you just prayed that prayer. And again, we would love to hear from you. Is there something that you would want us to talk about? Is there something, any questions you have? We would love to hear from you, good or bad. If you have some negative comments, we will take that under consideration and pray about that.
Yes, we will. So you guys have a great day or night or afternoon or whatever it may be when you're listening to this.
We love you guys.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to The Messengers. And don't forget to visit us at our website, www.themessengersradio.com.